Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Anithia Brewer, who is court administrator for 54A District Court in Lansing. Good evening, Anithia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're here to give people fair warning and give them some good news. And that is, there is a Lansing District Court has an amnesty program that ends April 29th. The good news is there is still time. Tell us about this program.
It is definitely still time, and I am encouraging anyone who currently has a warrant out for failing to pay fines, fees, or court costs to the criminal or traffic divisions of the court to get in here and let's take care of those matters by the 29th. Otherwise, you may receive a visit from an LPD officer. The program is going really well so far. We've had 70 people, take advantage of the program. We've collected over $23,000, and we're looking to give others the opportunity to come in and not have to worry about a warrant or being arrested. They can call in and take care of it over the phone. And so I encourage people to go out and look on our website and check out our warrant list and see if you may be one of those ones out there.
Over the phone, you couldn't possibly make this easier, could you?
I cannot make it easier.
So let's walk through the process. Let's say I have a traffic ticket out. I know someone's been looking for me. This is theoretical, by the way, Anithia.
Okay.
And someone's been looking for me and trying to get in touch with me. I can hop on the website for the Lansing District Court, and what do I do?
Well, what you will do is go to the Lansing District Court website, click on the amnesty program, and you will actually see a link that will say current warrant list. And you can scroll through that list and see if your name or a name of a loved one is there. You can make a call into the court, and as long as you are prepared to pay at least half of what is owed to the court, we will cancel the warrant. We will not add any additional penalties or contempt fees, and we will give you time to pay for the additional amount that's owed.
So these are folks with an active warrant out for them.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Oh, yes. And this is criminal, you say, or traffic?
Criminal or traffic, and just for failing to pay fines, fees, and or court costs. So if it's a warrant out for a person that would not be on this list, obviously, that has failed to appear for the first time regarding a matter, they will need to still come in and see a district court judge. But this is just for failing to pay what you have been assessed by the court.
Now, you said there's been about 23,000 collected so far.
Yes.
What is the estimate of what's outstanding with the current warrants? Just a ballpark.
Ballpark? Well, when we began this program, it started out with about 2,700 warrants.
Wow.
So we have 2,700 out there in this particular state. And it equates to a little over $1 million.
Well, and as if City of Lansing couldn't use that right now.
That's correct.
Is that part of the impetus behind a program like this is to, look, the idea is we need to get the money. We don't want to come out and get you. That's manpower, and then you're not paying if we pick you up anyway. So let's get it paid and move forward?
Let's get it paid and move forward and not waste additional resources in looking for people that owe the money. But one of the things that we do here in the court is go through and have what we call an inventory process. And it was just shocking to see that we would have 2,700 warrants out there for people who just have failed to take care of their obligation to the court.
And I'm guessing when you talk about, some of these are traffic tickets and so forth, the people must just think, it's not a big deal. Well, guess what?
It's a big deal.
It becomes a big deal.
Yes.
It becomes a big deal.
It becomes a big deal, and right now we are working in conjunction with LPD to start to clean up some of these warrants. I mean, I have more cases and warrant drawers than I do in active open pending cases, and so we are now working to get those numbers down.
Now, this program started in March?
Yes, it did, March 4th.
And done some good collections so far. You said they can pay at this point half of what they owe to stop the warrant process.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a payment plan after that?
Yes, it is. We will give you a payment plan, and I know initially our program stated that we will give you 30 days to pay the remaining balance. But for someone who's really trying, who's making an effort, and who's making consistent payments, we will extend even past 30 days.
Wow, this is an amazing program. Has the City of Lansing done this before?
It's been since the early 90s that the City of Lansing offered the last huge amnesty. And I just thought that maybe this will be a good time. It's also income tax season. And so some people have come into some additional funds at this point in time, and it just seemed the appropriate time to offer it to our citizens.
Now, this program, as we stated, goes and ends on April 29th, which is a Friday.
Yes.
After that, can you assume that LPD is going to come looking for you?
Oh, I'm not going to assume. I know LPD is going to come looking for you. We are actually at this time preparing different types of warrant lists for them. And these lists will be worked by our patrol officers and will be addressed on a monthly basis with LPD staff.
What I think it probably doesn't hurt to give folks the website again. And so if they're at home listening right now, they can hop on the computer right now and get this handled.
That is correct. www.lansingcourt.com.
Couldn't be easier. Well, you have a very pleasant demeanor with the job that you have, I must tell you, Anithia.
Thank you.
But I also am getting that you're quite firm about this. And we've had a nice conversation, but this isn't a joke, and it needs to be handled and taken care of promptly.
That is correct.
Well, Anithia, I can't thank you enough for your time. We will follow up with you and see how the amnesty program worked after the 29th. I appreciate your explanation and giving folks a heads up on how they can take care of this right now.
That's no problem, and I appreciate your interest in sharing this information on behalf of the court.
Very good. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
Same to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Anithia Brewer, who is the court administrator with 54A District Court in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.